my knees and plead to you to free my people universally. Should I go? Should I go? Should I go?
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Let me know. Could you give someone who wasn't you.
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I ride across the desert on my camel.
not your friend in the desert like he is at home. The wind has a name in the desert, but it's barely known. It's only the heart is blown that can blossom in darkest cartoon. So I will just stay in my room.
damn fool around a bit. Come on.
Thank you.
was a good straight boy to begin with. But there's bad blood in him some way, and he got into the magic bullets that lead straight to the devil's world. Just like marijuana leads to heroin. You think you can take them bullets and leave them, do you? Just save a few for your bad days? Well, we all have those bad days when we can't hear for shit. The more of them magic you use, the more bad days you have without them. So it comes down to finally all your days being bad without the bullets. Magic's for nothing. Time to stop sitting around kidding yourself. Get your hood heavy as lead. And that's for old George found himself out there at the crossroads, molding the devil's bullets. Now, man, it's his bullets, so it'll take what he wants. It don't always work out that way. You see, some bullets are special for a single target, a certain stag, or a certain person. No matter where you aim, that's where the bullet will end up. In the moment of aiming, the gun turns into a Gausser's wand and points where the bullet wants to go. George Smith was moving in a series of convulsive spasms like someone in an epileptic fit, with his face contorted and his eyes wild like a lasso horse, bracing his legs with something to pull them on. Now he's picking up the skulls and making a circle. I guess old George didn't rightly know what he was getting himself into. The fit was on him and he carried him right to the cross.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Mm-hmm. standing there, strong and tall beside me, all my life behind me. You gently took me by my hand and led me to where I couldn't see, but where I've always been. And
sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on.
Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Before your pride. watching the detectives.
Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector.
Come on, hurry up. We've got a show to do.
This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
WMFO.
Gather round, everybody, for you're about to hear this is a show that's going to make you smile.
Break the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
On your radio, he plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you.
Strike the Box with Chris.
Let's go!